Sorry for the confusion. I just got the presentation maybe about half an hour ago, and I was searching where the room was, and Naveen Popula helped me to do it. So I'm here standing in for Hari Upadhyaya, and since the presentation came just a while ago, so pardon me if I'm not able to present as good as Hari Upadhyaya would have done it. I'm just going to talk to you briefly about pest and disease resistance and searching for new sources of resistance in the germplasm. So I'm not going to take time in explaining the genetic resources, except to say that currently we have about 7.4 million ex-situ accessions that are there in more than 1,700 gene banks worldwide, and the pie chart gives the total collections in different crops, with cereals dominating, food legumes and forages and vegetables in the order. This is the total collection of germplasm that we have. I think it's at the column one shows we have about 120,000 accessions of the five mandate crops, plus the last row says, last but one, small millets, about 10,000 accessions, six of them. This is the distribution. We have distributed more than 1.4 million samples globally to 144 countries around the world. This is the diversity that exists in the different crops that we handle. And when we are looking at the identification of sources of resistance to the biotic stresses, in the large germplasm collections that many of the gene banks have, it is difficult to search for some of these resistant sources, and also because of, in some cases, the genotype and environmental interaction for some of the traits, and many cases, because the collections are large, we don't know where to begin, and thus resulting in very low use of the germplasm. And because of that, we have, this is just an indication of people who have surveyed and indicated low use of germplasm. I'm not going to take time there. And what we have done at ICASAT is to do what we call the core, which is 10% of the entire collection, and then using the core, evaluating the core, and making then mini-core collections, which are 10% of the core, or about 1% of the entire collection. And because of the reduced size of these mini-core, these can be evaluated very easily and also extensively by many people who are looking for new sources of either resistance or even for several agronomic traits. This is a table that shows the core and mini-core collections that we have established at ICASAT for all the five mandate crops, but also for finger millet and foxtail millet. I'm just giving you a few examples of using the mini-core, what we have been able to identify in terms of sources of resistance. This is the list of resistance to wilt, dry root rot, ascochyta blight, and botrytis gray mold in chickpea. And these are just a few more details of different lines with resistance to more than one disease. For pest resistance, we also found, especially for Helicobacter pod borer, which is a major pest in many of the countries, we found five accessions using detached leaf bioassay in the lab, of course also in the field, but this is a confirmatory test that we did in the lab. In terms of groundnut, we found sources of resistance to rosette, which is not there in Asia, but is more prevalent in Africa, so we have to do the screening in Africa, and that's how we found those three lines which were resistant. Again, for early leaf spot, which is a major disease in Malawi, not in many other countries, so that is where we found the resistance, and then five lines which are showing low levels of tolerance to Aspergillus flavus, which produces aflatoxin. Again, using the Minico collection in pigeon pea, we have been able to find new sources of resistance for these sterility mosaic and wilt and Phytophthora, but also for multiple resistance and also for Helicorpa resistance. Again, in sorghum, we found resistant sources using the Minico for these diseases that we have indicated. And again, as you see in the last line, seven lines which have multiple resistance to at least two or more diseases listed above. In case of pearl millet, finger millet, and foxtail millet, again, we found sources of resistance to several of these diseases. And again, these have been given to several scientists in the national programs for use in breeding. In terms of the impact of these Minico collections that we have used, I just indicated a few things here. The national programs have been able to get the diversity in a small subset for use in crop improvement. This is just to indicate that as of now, we have provided 126 sets of core or mini cores to scientists in 20 countries listed below. Again, in groundnut mini core collection, we have identified resistance to bacterial wilt. Again, these are identified in China because bacterial wilt is not a problem in South Asia, so we have to screen it in an area where it is more prevalent. Again, resistance to late leaf spot that was screened in Thailand and also in India, and resistance to rust in one of the locations in India. For resistance to the Aspergillus flavus, multiple resistance, and also for lectin content. Chickpea, I'm not going to dwell much on that except to say that we have found this resistance when we have supplied these core and mini core sets to the national programs in different states in India. Again, several sources of resistance that were found by the national programs in finger millet and foxtail millet. Again, in the U.S., several scientists have found Minico useful for many of the traits. Dr. Rao, do we have a few more minutes? Or is this because I'm seeing the light coming up?
Well, we don't have any control over those lights.
Okay, I thought maybe that was a signal for me to
stop.
Okay. I'll just give you a few more slides of some of the resistant sources that we have found in the wild relatives that can be used for crop improvement. These are the listing of the wild relatives in different crops. And in case of wild sesa species, I have listed several of these diseases and pests for which we have found sources of resistance in some of the wild species of chickpea in the sisal, in Kajanus, in the pigeon pea for several diseases and also for pests, and also in several wild arachis species for resistance to several diseases, including some of the viral diseases like tobacco streak virus and rosette. Sorghum, again, for downy mildew, midge, shoot fly, and combined resistance to both shoot fly and stem borer in several of the sorghum wild species. And again, in pearl millet species for downy mildew, which is a major disease, and also for rust and late leaves. To conclude, all I would like to say is that we do have sources of resistance in the active germplasm, but using the co and mini-co, we can try to find new sources of resistance that can be used by the plant breeders, but again, indicated also that there are several wild species. Some are crossable, some are still not crossable because they are in the secondary and tertiary gene pools, but again, using techniques that are available, we could still transfer some of these resistances that can be used by the breeders to develop resistant varieties. With this, I would like to thank you and sorry for being late for this session.
Well, thank you, Dr. Gowda.